Welcome back to the Torbay Hospitality Podcast. This week, we have an interview with hospitality hero Sylvia from Shoreline. And we also have an in-depth interview with Holly the Christmas Octopus, part of the Bay of Lights Illumination Trail.
Yes, you got to stay on for the end of the episode because both interviews are really, really interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, the one with Sylvia, I thought was really insightful on her journey through the hospitality industry. And now she's the manager, the general manager of Shoreline.
Yeah.
She's doing some really interesting things. And we get to listen from Holly,
who's
an absolute treat. She is
absolutely
a treat.
Absolutely. Yes. And who was the last person to have an octopus on their podcast?
I'm not sure.
Me either. We'll have to research that and let you know. We've got some shout outs this week to Sean and Laura, Daisy and Ida, Sam at the dock, our new starter, Eva, Beth, and happy travels to our friend Ellie, who's winging her way to New York City.
Woo! Go Ellie. Well done. My shout outs this week are for Grant, Jake, David, Rory, Uman, Luke.
Nice.
The South Africa crew.
All right, representing.
All right, so let's start off with some headline news.
Okay.
And this week, the English Riviera Air Show has actually officially been confirmed for 2024.
Wow!
Woo!
Nice.
Yeah, there's been a little bit of chatter about whether it's going to happen, whether it's not going to happen. Obviously, everyone in the Bay wants the air show. We love the air show. So it's great to see that the dates have been confirmed for the 1st and the 2nd of June.
That's right.
And that makes it the first event in the UK air show calendar.
Okay. So that's good. So all of you hoteliers, get out there, get your diaries updated, and make sure that you've got plenty of availability and a nice big premium onto your rates. Since we're going to have a lot of people coming down. And so, yeah, let's get planning for it. Very exciting.
Yeah, it's great news. Really, really great news.
Awesome. And over to restaurant news. Cantina is giving away free soft drinks for Lyft Legends this December. And it's part of Devon and Cornwall's initiative to reward designated drivers this holiday season.
Yeah, that's awesome. So the way it's going to work is if you... when you order your soft drink, let the person behind the bar know, listen, I'm the designated driver tonight.
Great.
That sucks for me, but what doesn't suck for me is that you're going to give me my second soft drink for free.
Oh, that's lovely. That's great. And did you see that the Old Market House in Brixham, they've got a really cool promotion. If you dine with them this month, you receive a golden envelope. And then when you go back in either January or February, you open up your envelope in the restaurant and then you'll find a gift voucher for either 25, 50, or 75% off. Oh, or even 100% off of your
bill.
You could dine for free.
Crazy.
That's great.
Yeah, it's awesome. So you got to go visit them soon. And
yes.
Then also enjoy.
In December, get your envelope. And I can't wait to hear, like, you know, how people have their, they open up the envelope and then they get a special offer. I can't wait to see some of those on socials.
Yeah, it's fun.
Nice.
Lastly, in restaurant news, we got to check out the Drum Inn in Cockington for some festive cocktails.
Mm.
Can you guess what they are?
No. Well, what would it be? Oh, something cranberry?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So okay. We have one of them is the cranberry high bauble.
What, instead of a highball?
Exactly.
I know. My nana used to make a killer highball. And they say, Rose, get behind the bar and make us a highball.
And they're also going to have the Christmas Cosmo.
Mm.
And that's available throughout the whole of December up until the 2nd of Jan. Because obviously you want yourself, you know, something a little bit festive on the first.
Why not? For sure. Yeah, it's New Year's. Why not? And then everybody stops drinking in January.
Dry January.
No, I think that we need to make January January, right? Anybody, can you hear me? Can you? A round of applause for January. Yes.
I'll give you this one.
We've got so many great gin producers, you know, gin producers, local gin producers, and I can think of a few off the top of my head. And so why don't we support January? I'm making it a thing. It's official.
It's not dry. No one wants to go dry for January.
No.
We all want gin dry for January.
Right. But do you know, I saw a really interesting, you know how you have like mulled wine and mulled cider and stuff like during the holidays?
Yeah.
Otto is doing a mulled Negroni.
Yeah.
And so I think it's like a gin cocktail, but it's like with mulling spices. So
interesting.
I'm looking forward to heading over to Otto real soon and trying one of those out.
Yeah, possibly
Friday.
Very soon. So nice. In bar news, Soho is celebrating its 10-year birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Soho.
Incredible. Well done, guys.
Some unforgettable nights there.
I remember when Soho opened, actually.
Do you?
I do. I think it was just when Caitlin and Gemma were at the age of starting to drink and going out, and they were really excited to go and see Soho. Mm. So it's awesome. They basically have free entry from the 4th of December to the 10th of December.
Great.
And on top of that free entry, you're also going to get, there's a couple of other promotions. So mm-hmm. you'll get a free shot with your first round.
Oh, something like that.
They have two cocktails for £10, which is saving you around £5.
Nice.
Awesome.
Great.
And yeah, I mean, check them out and also congratulate them, because 10 years, that's a decade.
It is. Happy birthday to Soho.
Happy birthday, guys.
Yeah. How many nights have we just blacked out in there? Wonderful. So over to supplier news. It's just a little reminder that if you're planning to get some boozy gifts from Baze, you can use your discount loyalty code, loyalty30, at the checkout. They've got some beer-themed hampers, and they've got merch and other things. So yeah, make sure that you get onto the Baze Brewery website, bazebrewery.co.uk, and use your discount code, loyalty30.
Exactly. And whilst we're on supplier news, I think let's have a little omen to our channel sponsor.
That's right, Simon. Do you know, Simon, you were off last Friday, but Simon came by and he helped me out with my insurance quotations. He listened to what I needed and checked other coverage, because I had sent him over like my existing policy statement.
Okay.
And he identified gaps in the coverage that I had. And then so we're plugging those gaps. We're putting in recommendations. He was so responsive. He called back twice in the day. He sent through all of the quotations. He did all of the research. And then he asked like really important questions, because he knows his carrier so well. He'd ask a question and say, the reason I'm asking you this is because this insurance company does it this way, but this one does it slightly different. Okay. So if I ask you this question, I get that information. I could save you a little bit of money or improve your coverage. So it was really great. Really insightful. Cheers to Simon Steer at Consilio.
Yes, thank you, Simon.
That's
Consilio with a K. How long did the process take when he came over?
Oh, my gosh.
To go over through everything?
20 minutes.
Oh, really?
Nothing.
So and, he did all the legwork when you sent him over your previous documents.
Yep, came over, had a full list of questions that we wanted to run through, went through them really fast. I had all the information to hand, knocked back a coffee, and then, sent him on his way. And, immediately, nearly, I had this really responsive, great experience. Yeah, thank you, Simon.
It must be quite a big relief after you left to know that, there were plugs, but they're going to be filled.
Absolutely, yeah. I just feel so much better now about just my business. I feel I feel more secure and more safe in what I'm doing. So, yeah, it's really good. So, shout out, Simon.
Consilier with a K.
That's right. So, let's turn over to events news. Have you heard something's happening over on Beacon Key? This Friday night. That's right. We're having a flash mob. Friday night, 8 p.m. That's the 8th of December. Everybody in Torquay is going to be over at Holly the Christmas Octopus for a cha-cha slide. And then we're going to head over to Otto for afters. Sounds fun?
8 o'clock on the 8th.
That's right. At the Octopus.
Because we got 8 legs.
That's right.
Uh-huh, I got you. And is Holly going to join us for a little cha-cha?
Absolutely. Holly the Octopus will be there. And so we cover that in our depth interview with Holly a little bit later in the show. So make sure that you hang out for that.
All right, cool. And then on Saturday for events news, first of all, have yoga. And that's at Paignton SNU Spiritualist Center. Everyone's welcome to join. You don't have to. There's no payment. They do accept donations if you'd like to contribute. And that's going to start from 9 o'clock on to 10 a.m. We also have on Saturday the Christmas Fair, and that's in Brixham Cricket Club. We'll have the Rotary Brixham will be hosting a Christmas Fair at the Brixham Cricket Club and Social Club. And this is going to take place between 10 and 2 p.m.
Nice.
And I actually had a question here.
Yeah, I'm ready.
What's the difference between a fair spelled F-A-I-R and fair spelled F-A-Y-R-E?
Oldie worldie.
Ah, okay. So it's more medieval.
Somehow. Yes. Medieval. We've been listening to some medieval Eminem in the office, honestly. I never realized how good the songs were until they were played on a glockenspiel.
I didn't realize Eminem stole all his material from all...
from back, right?
Back in the day.
Exactly, exactly. On Sunday, Beauty and the Beast is starting its panto run at the Princess Theatre, Torquay, at 2 p.m. Beautiful. And there's carol service at the Bay Church, St. Andrew's Church, Sands Road in Paignton at 7:30 p.m.
Cool, awesome.
Here's one for the diary. The Game, and who knows The Game? Part of G-Unit. The Game's on tour and is going to be in Torquay on the 13th of December. He'll be hitting the stage at the Foundry, so grab your tickets on Eventbrite.
Yeah, and just to clarify, G-Unit, the main member is...
50 Cent.
Okay, so if you don't know The Game and you don't know G-Unit, you probably know 50 Cent.
So yeah. This is a, you know, he's a huge star in the States. So yeah, maybe we'll listen to a little bit of The Game here. You might have to bleep some of it out.
Okay, now let's jump onto the jobs board. So the Devon Hotel are looking for a hotel receptionist. Dartmoor Lodge Hotel are looking for a restaurant assistant manager. And the Dartmoor Lodge Hotel, by the way, is in Newton Abbot. The Queen's Hotel are looking for some waiting staff. And this is an interesting one. Mm. Rockfish Torquay are looking for a general manager.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a really good one because it's a great outfit to work for. So, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I imagine the pay's quite good too if you're the GM.
Yeah, it's upwards of 30K.
Oh, nice yeah, so one. Beautiful.
If you're looking for those jobs, you want to go on to Indeed and just type in hospitality in Paignton.
Lovely. And now over to the live music calendar. So Vienna and Danny are playing at the Dock on Friday night, 8:30 p.m. Matt Dean plays 70s, 80s, and 90s covers at the Devon Arms at 9. This is on Friday. And the Big Yellow Tambourine Man Band is playing at Ye Old Cider Bar in Newton Abbot from 8 p.m.
Thought you'd enjoy that one.
Absolutely. Yeah, the Big Yellow Tambourine Man Band. I'm all over it after the game.
On Saturday, we have Chris Thomas playing at the Dock at 8:30 again. And Funky Monks, which is a Red Hot Chili Peppers tribute band.
Nice.
At Griffin Bar in Torquay.
Oh, we were listening to the Peppers this week, weren't we?
Yeah. And
oh,
then
nice.
On Sunday, we have Go Tell Alice at Cantina in Goodrington.
Oh, perfect. Let's take a look at the weather. Met Office, what's happening? Because honestly, Beacon Key is nearly underwater.
Yeah. You know what? I don't think it's going to be sunny.
No.
I think it might not be sunny. It might be cold.
Sorry, weather. You're killing Callum's spirit here.
Yeah.
Saturday, 14 degrees, partly cloudy with a chance of rain. And Sunday is a little bit colder, 13 degrees, partly cloudy, chance of rain.
Okay. Now, it's
here we
time
go.
Which one should we start with? Should we start with Holly or should we start with our hospitality hero?
Oh, I think it's got to be Holly. Come on, let's get Holly on. Her energy is absolutely infectious and she's got a big announcement for Friday night. Come on.
All right, let's have a listen.
And I can't believe who's here. It's Holly the Christmas Octopus from Beacon Key.
Wow,
welcome.
Hello. Hey, Holly. How are you doing?
Hi, guys. I'm happy to be here.
Oh, we're delighted to see you. You know, you've been shining bright on Beacon Key as part of the Bay of Lights Trail.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, my pleasure.
So, yeah, we understand that you've got a bit of a story. Do you want to tell us your tale of how you came to Torbay?
Oh, okay. Yes, if you want. Once upon a time, in the heart of a vast ocean, I, Ollie, an octopus unlike any other, called this underwater world my home. Ooh. Born from a soft pink hue and eight arms that shimmered like tinsel under the sea, I was quite a sight to behold.
Quite beautiful.
Being naturally curious and adventurous, I had a knack for exploring the ocean bed. I took great joy in gathering shiny pebbles and human artifacts, each one adding to my collection of unusual treasures. One day, during one of my many explorations, I stumbled upon a peculiar object.
What was it?
It glittered mysteriously, even in the dark ocean depths. It was a broken piece of a Christmas ornament, a star, that had somehow journeyed all the way to the ocean floor.
Wow.
Intrigued by this shimmering trinket, I felt compelled to uncover this story. With the help of my sea friends, I discovered the wonderful tradition of Christmas, a time marked by joy, generosity, and bright lights.
Aww.
Lights.
Back on land, Torbay, a coastal area known for its festive spirit, decided to pay tribute to my adventurous spirit. They created a splendid light display Holly the Christmas Octopus. Wow. As part of the Bay of Lights Illumination Trail, this stunning display was set up right on Beacon Quay and serves as a beacon of festive joy. And so, every Christmas, my story is retold and celebrated, both in my aquatic home and on land. I, Holly the Christmas Octopus, have become a symbol of unity, joy, and the magic of Christmas.
Ooh.
My tale is a reminder that the spirit of Christmas can touch even the most unexpected corners of the world.
Oh,
Holly!
That was my little
thank
long
you
story.
So. That was a beautiful
story. Thank you.
That was lovely, Holly. I'm so curious.
I tell that every time.
How did you find Tor Bay?
I know.
It's
different every day. You know, like today is really stormy. And really intense and beautiful. And some days it's really calm and peaceful. And I love that contrast.
Okay, so interesting.
Yeah.
And what made you so curious about that? What was it, that little piece of star that you found on the ocean floor?
Exactly.
Mm. Yeah, so
it was so beautiful.
Oh, gorgeous. Isn't that charming? I love that. Well, I heard that. Well, every night, we've been out there at 6 o'clock and we've been handing out our little chocolates and everybody loves Holly. They think that you are the best display on the Bay of Lights Illumination Trail and also coincidentally number 12 right at the end where everybody finishes up with Holly.
Exactly. Yes.
I love it. So yeah. So there's some festive activities planned. I've heard that there's a bit of fun times coming?
Oh yes, tomorrow Friday. Come with me. We'll have a flash mob, mobby flash mob, flash mob. What
we say flash mob.
Flash mob.
Yeah. Oh. So is there gonna be like some music?
Yeah.
Or?
Some dance. We're gonna dance some cha cha.
Oh, the cha-cha. I like the cha-cha.
You've got eight legs,
yes,
Holly.
Loads to dance.
And are you going to have a drink? Are you going to raise a glass?
Need some help. I'm going to raise 8 glasses, I think.
That's a lot of drinks.
And you better join me.
That's right. Okay.
So whilst you're here in Tor Bay, what's your plans? What would you like to do?
I would love to go through the Illumination Trail, I think.
Yes, yeah. That's a really good idea.
And with me.
Yeah.
The star of the show.
You are the star of the show. They save the best for last, for sure. That's right.
I would love to go and have some food, too, and try the local cuisine.
Oh, okay, so, I mean, we can maybe make a recommendation for you.
What sort of restaurant recommendation would you have? Mm. No seafood, please.
Oh, no seafood?
No seafood.
No seafood. But I am seafood.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Oh, I don't know. There's a lot of seafood restaurants around. I was going to say number 7 or Rockfish.
Yeah, maybe don't go there.
No.
Don't go there.
Oh.
Don't order the calamari anywhere. It's not what it sounds like.
No, that's lovely. Well, I always recommend...
It's a funny word, though.
Calamari. Will you calamari me?
Calamari me.
So, no seafood restaurants. How about Ollie's on Torwood Street? That's always a good bet, and they always have a steak.
Mm.
Like steaks?
I could do that.
Yeah.
I could try.
Yeah? And then is there anything else that you'd like to do whilst you're here?
Have some chips.
Some chips? Okay. So, not fish and chips, just the chips.
Just the chips.
Okay.
And those fancy sauce. What sort of sauce do you put on your chips here?
Oh. Well, don't... If you ask Callum, he puts burger sauce on everything.
Is that brownie sauce?
Brownie sauce.
Is there a special brownie Christmas sauce that you would put on chips?
No, I would put ketchup.
Christmas ketchup?
Christmas ketchup.
Christmas ketchup. That's
yeah,
right.
It's ketchup and cranberry sauce.
All right. Maybe.
Maybe I bet that's good, actually. We're going to try that.
Maybe some people from your community could give us some recommendations for some sauces to put on.
What kind of sausage an octopus would have? That's brilliant. But yeah, I think it's really good to recognize the Illumination Trail. Have you gone around to some of the displays? There's a snowflake.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
What have you seen?
I've seen a sparkling snowflake.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Sponsored by Mayhouse Dental Practice.
Oh, lovely.
I've seen an enchanted woods. Oh. Beautiful lights in the woods.
Sponsored by?
Looks like a... Like a jungle, sponsored by Tor Bay Business Forum. A frozen lake. Is it actually frozen?
Frozen lake.
Cold? Chilly lake?
Lukewarm.
I think the frozen lake has a beautiful snowman.
Interesting. Sponsored by Tori Abbey. Illuminated bridge, sponsored by EF Language School.
Can you speak any languages, Holly?
Oh,
you do get around, yeah?
I get around. Actually, I can speak a bit of French.
Can you? Why don't you dazzle us?
Can we hear some French?
Si vous voulez, je peux parler avec vous en français. Si vous savez parler français avec moi, on peut parler le langage des octopus.
Ah, ouais.
Oui.
Ouais.
Oui.
Ouais.
Joyeux Noël.
How do you say Holly the Christmas octopus in French?
Je suis Holly, le octopus de Noël.
Octopus de Noël.
Oui.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Nice. Did you see...
I mean, I think it is octopus. I forget sometimes. I get a bit forgetful.
Oh, well, you know, you've got eight brains, essentially, so...
So I should remember. Yes. Really?
Brilliant. Nice. So, yeah, have you seen the pixelated... Tree of Light.
I haven't seen that one yet. Is it good?
No, it is good. It's there by Abby Sands, and it's set to music, and there's always people around it. I mean, it's not as good as Holly the Christmas Octopus, but it's a near second.
Of course.
That one's sponsored by
Pierpoint. Oh, I've seen the glowing gardens, though.
Have you?
Yeah. Very glowing.
Mm.
Sponsored by the Future Technical Solutions.
Do you know that Future Technical Solutions, they actually are responsible for all of the lights that are in the display?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I didn't know that. So, yeah, interesting.
That's cool.
There's a Christmas comet that's being sponsored by ERBID. Have you seen the Christmas comet? It's lovely. Yeah, nice.
And the kaleidoscope of color, sponsored by Healthy Selfie.
Healthy Selfie?
Healthy Selfie.
Healthy selfie. I think that is a walking trail.
Unhealthy selfie.
The unhealthy selfie. That's the day after. Holly, I heard that you had a few sherbets last night.
What's a sherbet?
A few lemonades.
Oh, a lemonade. Oh, yeah.
Did you have a few last night?
I had a few drinks, so I don't know if it was lemonade.
Right, I think we have a pickled octopus on our hands.
You caught me on a good day.
That's right, we need some hair.
my finest day. Oh, I'm trying everything in your land. I need to try all the drinks and all the food.
Very jolly, jolly, jolly octopus, I gotta say.
It is the time to be jolly.
Yeah, it is. But it must be really difficult with you standing, you know, all day with your glorious lights. And everyone's watching you, but you're standing. It must be quite difficult. You must get quite stiff, dude.
I just get the energy of people. It makes me stay there.
Yeah.
Take a lot of pictures with me, and it kind of gives me the good energy of staying still.
Beautiful. That's really nice.
That is lovely. Did you hear after the flash mob, we're going to head over to the Pixel Palm Tree. It's sponsored by Otto. So this flash mob is 8 p.m. on the 8th, and then... after we all do the cha-cha slide in hilarious fashion.
Cha-cha-cha. Slide.
We're going to head over to Otto. Does everybody understand why we're going to Otto?
Because Otto is?
No.
Eight.
Oh.
So we're going there in your honor, Holly.
Oh.
Are you going to be joining us at Otto?
Of course.
Yeah?
Yes.
Some more lemonades.
What do you eat at Otto?
Pizza. I believe is the
seafood.
Yeah. Haven't tried that yet.
Yeah, okay. It's really good. So the palm tree is sponsored by Otto and 21, and we must not forget to mention the winter walkway that's being sponsored by the Babbicombe Model Village, and of course Holly the Christmas Octopus is being sponsored by Treat Marketing. That's Ooh-hoo! Lovely. What else are you going to be doing in Torquay? You must be tired from holding all those presents and all your eight arms and legs.
Yeah, it would be good to have a little break and just wander around. Just say hi to people. So if you see casually someone at your window with eight tentacles and saying hi, just don't freak out. It's me.
I think you should maybe go find, have a spa day or something like that. You know,
spa?
Well, spa is like you get massages, you have some treatments, maybe you get your tentacles done. you know?
Yeah, and remember, I've got 8 arms. That's a lot of messaging.
Yes, yeah. Yes. Well, someone's got a lot of work to do there.
They're gonna
be busy. Yes. And a little bit gooey.
Mmm. Yes.
How does that feel? Is it good?
I don't know.
Right. Okay. So we're so delighted to have you on the podcast today, Holly.
Me too.
Thank you very much for coming.
I'm just so delighted that you were able to come and share your important story
Me
with
too.
Us. It's only like 20 days or so till Christmas. So
20.
I know.
Yeah, well, we won't hold you any longer because I think there's probably some people waiting for you down at Beacon Key.
Yes.
They want to take some photos.
I need to get back to my job.
Yes.
I have a job, you know.
Yes.
Some people work. Okay.
Absolutely brilliant.
Thank you very much, Holly.
Thanks for coming in and sharing your important story with us.
I hope you enjoyed it.
We'll look forward to seeing you Friday night, the 8th of December at 8 p.m. on Beacon Key for our flash mob.
Flash mob.
Yes.
And then we'll all head over to Otto and raise a glass. Thank you.
That I like. Yes. Eight glasses.
Joyeux
Noël. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, Holly. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you so much, Holly, for coming on. That was great.
Oh my god, so funny.
I never expected to interview an octopus.
Not a real live one. Incredible. I know, that was so funny. Yeah, I hope that you enjoyed that. But really, you know, like Torbay Hospitality is here to serve the hospitality sector, and it's so important to recognize, you know, just the everyday unsung heroes that are absolutely legends in their restaurants and in their hospitality businesses. And that's why we're delighted that Sylvia from Shoreline was nominated by Kelly Woodley Jarrett. And Callum went over to talk to Sylvia just this week. So let's have a listen.
So we're here with Sylvia. Sylvia, how are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being here. And congratulations on being nominated for the Torbay Hospitality Heroes.
That's just amazing. I'm so overwhelmed. So thank you so much, Kelly. I think I cannot even think how to thank her, and somebody noticed me, so that's so great.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Well, before we started, you were telling me about your journey, how you ended up in the hospitality industry, and more specifically, how you ended up in Paignton. So I believe you started in Torquay, but then...
Yeah, I started in Turkey, so I started with one of the hotels, and I've been with them over 7 years.
Wow.
And yeah, quite long journey, isn't
it? Which hotel is that?
That was the Corbin Head Hotel.
Oh, okay.
Which right now is changing, and I worked for the Roof family for over 7 years.
Oh, wow.
So that was very good journey. I learned a lot,
yeah.
I must say, because I start from the lowest position. I start as a waitress / housekeeping,
yeah.
And I finish as assistant of general manager.
Yeah.
Which was quite a big journey for the young person I was then.
So were you getting promoted pretty much like almost every year or something?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Crazy.
Something like
congratulations.
That, yeah. Well, thank you so much. Well, I'm a very ambitious person and I'm a very stubborn person.
Yes.
And
you're very energetic as well.
I know.
Yes, a lot of energy. I love it.
Well, I think in this industry you have to be, because
yeah.
this everything is about passion about this industry and about people. So you have to be people person and actually bubbly and open.
Yeah.
Because every person have a journey behind them and so interesting to meet the people. It's from the staff to the customer, which I think is so amazing. Just the stories what I have behind, I can write a book.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're clearly a people person because it's early morning. It's like 10 o'clock here.
Yes.
And we have some locals that are walking through the door. I can see before you even said hello, your face just brightens up. You got a big smile. You're excited to see them.
I am, because like, oh, they just... It's like a part of family. I know this word is quite a big one for that, but we see them every day and they're coming every day to see us and they are as well happy to see us, which is so great and so... Oh, here we go. I've got one more behind.
We can say hello.
Hello, Mart. We will cut that.
Good morning.
I cannot hear you.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
That's a rent-a-killer down there. It's about time.
I know.
Yeah, so that's part of my life. And I think as well, just as a foreigner person, which I didn't have a family when I arrived here, it's like it's become my family.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. I know I'm using this family word too much and it's quite big and strong word, but that's what it is.
Yeah, no,
you're spending
sense.
With the staff and the customers most of your time in a day.
Yeah.
So I think you have to get along with them and you have to know them. And it's so great to see them when they're coming back, like in the hotels, they're coming back once a year and they still recognize you and they're still happy to see you.
Yes.
Or they give you a birthday card, which is like, oh my Lord, that's so great. So you get noticed and you get remembered, so that's good.
So I'm really curious, when you first came here, did you come straight to Torbay? You said a friend kind of brought
you
here.
Well, I had a friend here, she was working in Nehru Hotels and she bring me in here and I just stay. I supposed to just come for 3 months, but I stay a little bit longer.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And
so after that 3 months was up, so you were staying at, you were living, were you living at the hotel as
well? I was living in a hotel
yeah.
because that was the main option. And like I said, I didn't plan to stay longer, so I didn't look for flat.
Yeah.
But then afterwards, we rented the house with the rest of the staff, and that was very, very good experience because it was absolutely mixed culture house.
Yes,
we had from
that.
Philippines, That's Thailand, cool. Polish, we had English, of course, as well. We had a French, Moroccan, you name it. And that
That's
was
so
such
fun.
An experience that... Yeah. We all like have a one night in a week that we just cook for each other different dishes from the countries, and it was so, so cool. And they are still my friends.
Yeah, that's
thanks
so
to
lovely.
Social media and stuff like that. We
are
still have a contact.
Are they still in Torbay or are they?
No, they are moved down. They are all over the world.
Oh, crazy, crazy.
All over the world. So, but always we have like a one day that we always like go back to each other and it's like, oh, how is it? How is it?
That's cute.
And it's so, you know, it's a good experience and great people I met. So.
Yeah. So you were with them for how long? For like a year or?
With the Ru Hotels, I worked for them for over 7 years.
But I'm saying at the accommodation with all the other workers.
Oh, my Lord. I know. A year or two.
A year or two. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
So that was
kind of sounds like university days. Like
yeah, that was most of them, they were like students, I must say. So that was quite my age group as well.
Yeah.
But it was just great.
Yeah.
It was just great. It was good fun as well and good learning experience because as they like a young adult, I would say, we have like the experience to live with different country, with different cultures, and just depend on ourselves.
Yeah.
Which is
I think the food aspect of that is for me the most fun because you get like when I had a dorm mate that was from South Korea and he loved to cook kimchi and also he just loved to show us things that we hadn't tasted before. Whether he liked them or not was irrelevant. He just wanted us to try things. I loved it. It was so fun.
Oh, I hate that with my Thai friends. Oh my Lord, they like the spicy food and they were all just laughing because I just cry when it was just even spicy for them. I'm like, sorry. I'm like, what can I do? But that was very, very good experience.
So at that point, were you still considering going into childcare and that kind of stuff? Because that's where you have your masters, you said?
To be honest, not really, because I think if you move on and you find a passion and like your way, and I think that this industry is my way in life, I just loved it.
Yeah.
I just love this industry.
So from the first, like, day one, basically?
From day one, I think how to say it? I think in life you've got journeys that you cannot predict, and that was one of the journeys I couldn't predict.
Yeah.
And I didn't thought that I'm going to stay here so long, and I didn't thought that I'm going to be in this industry, which I've truly never thought about. That's why I choose the childcare, because as well, I'm people person, I'm a bit childish as well. So I think I had the right skills. But however, this one has given me such an opportunity to meet so many different people and different cultures. So why not? Why go from somewhere that you are good at it?
Yeah, absolutely. So you went from the Ru Hotel. Mm-hmm. What was the next step in the journey?
I was Grand Hotel.
Grand Hotel. Okay. You know what? I went into the Grand Hotel for the first time ever just like last week. And it was fun. It's nice.
It's really nice and have such a history.
Yeah.
Amazing history of the building have and everything about Grand is just a magic.
Okay.
It's such an old building. And
I don't know the history.
You don't know? Okay.
No.
So you've got a restaurant. I'm not sure if you still have it in there because I haven't been for years. But it's a restaurant called 1891.
Okay.
That was the year where the hotel was built.
Oh, wow.
And during Second World War, you had in there like a hospital for the soldiers, not soldiers, you name it. And you actually had like a written messages on the walls. So that's quite good.
Oh, so you can still see the written messages?
You cannot see that because they painted over. And that was for the staff areas, I would say. But we had somebody who worked in there for years and years. And he was saying.
Oh, crazy.
So, it's quite good history.
So how long were you at the Grand Hotel for?
About 2 years.
2 years.
So
you ended your journey with the Rue Hotel as the assistant manager. What position did you go into the Grand Hotel?
Bar supervisor.
Bar supervisor. Okay, so you kind of took a step down in position, but in a more grand place, I guess you could say.
I would say, you know, it's not. I'm not taking that as a step back in my journey. I think it's something different, something new.
Yeah.
I learned so much with Rue Hotel, so I want to check my skills somewhere else and as well learn new ones.
Yeah.
And it's even if the basics of the hotel is the same, it's completely different place.
Yeah, okay.
So as well, it's as well, it's much busier and they do different things.
Yeah.
And they do like Agatha Christie, for example. They're, every year they are in there dressed up like Agatha Christie. Come on, where can I find that? It's so fun. It's so fun, seriously. So it's, I'm not taking that as a step back. It's just different, different part of my life. I think.
Yeah,
different chapter.
Yeah.
That's how I say.
How long were you at the Grand for?
I think 2 years.
2 years? And then was that the point where you moved over to Paignton, or are you still in Turkey?
No, I was still in Turkey.
Still in Turkey?
Still in Turkey. So then I moved to Pierrepoint Restaurant.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So I worked for Fizi for a good 2 years.
Yeah.
And then when I went there, then I went to the Babacom. I worked in a cafe in there. Then
The Babacom Cafe?
The Babacom Bay cafe.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but that was the old owner still in there. And Huska as well, quite good one. I've never been in Babacom before, so...
Yeah, it's a lovely place, to be honest.
It's a lovely
place. It's very beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It's very, very beautiful.
And it's, as well, just... You see how Turkey and Paignton are just magical in different places.
Yeah.
But... We just concentrate on the town center. It's like, come on.
I feel like you're making your way around Torbay. I feel like we're going to have this conversation in 10 years. You're going to be in Brixham saying how amazing Brixham is.
Well, you never know. But I think you have to know that. Well, I love Torquay. I love the Paignton because I think it is one of the most beautiful parts of England as well. And it's so colorful and so lively that in the summer days, you can feel like you are in the south of France.
Yeah.
When you have all the boats out, all the people's out, sunshine.
Yeah.
Why not, isn't it?
It's like it's really
south of France, so why I should move from here?
And it's calm, which when I first moved to the UK, didn't love the calm sea. I missed the nice surf.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the calm water during the summer days, it's very tranquil. It's very nice, especially like a nice sunset or sunrise.
And to be honest, you know, like all the people around, like when you go to London, everybody are so in a rush.
Yes.
They all look down. Nobody say hello to you.
Yeah.
I live in one flat for years now in Chelston in Turkey and I love it.
Yeah.
Everybody know each other. My neighbor, she give me veg through the fence, which is quite amazing. You know, you go into the post office,
adorable.
You know everybody, you know your local butcher, which is like, so I make my own home here. And I think, well, in the bigger cities, I couldn't find that.
Yeah.
Which in here, everybody's ask you, how are you and stuff like that. So I'm like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And so I wouldn't move from here.
I met someone, one of my new friends. He's moved recently from Manchester and he wasn't from the best area in Manchester. Mm. And he said when he moved here, it was really strange because people are so friendly and so nice.
Yeah.
But he was walking in the morning the one day and walking up the hill opposite him was this guy who just kept on staring at him. And because he's from Manchester and where he's from, that means there's about to be a brawl. Something's about to happen. So his whole body's tensing up and he's just getting really nervous. And as the guy's walking like 10 feet away, 5 feet away, he's still staring him straight in the eye. He's getting ready. And then the guy just says, oh, good morning. And he just freezes. He doesn't know what to say.
But it's true, isn't it? It's like, when we went to London with my husband, it was like everybody in a rush.
Yeah.
Everybody running after someone. I was like, you need to stop in life.
Yes.
There's so much more to just rush after. Okay, I get it. We all need money because it helps in the life. But however, there's so much more to it.
Yes,
and to know your neighbors, to know your neighborhood, I think it's precious.
Yeah.
It's precious. That's still in those days. It's like basically everybody hiding behind cell phones or computers.
Yeah.
And you can put the face to the name. It's amazing, I think.
I'm curious. Before we started recording, you were saying how you really, really love Paignton and you were quite surprised about how beautiful Paignton is because you spent so much time in Torquay beforehand.
Yeah.
But why are you still living in Torquay? Why didn't move to Paignton?
Well, I love my neighborhood.
Okay.
Yeah. I love my neighborhood. I love my landlady. And we've got a very nice place.
Yeah.
Okay. So I wouldn't move from there.
Okay,
I wouldn't move from there. The Chelston is such a quiet neighborhood as well.
Yeah.
And plus, I like this privacy. that
okay, that's, so that's the a separation
step, the separation
of.
As yeah, well it's quite important
sense.
Which I learned
that makes sense.
I learned the hard way, but it is important to have this like your own space to mix together. But paint on I start to discover when I joined Shoreline just before the season, and I'm a muse.
Oh, so have you just been here for just the whole season?
So
like a year?
Not even a year.
Not even a year, wow.
I started here in June.
Okay, crazy.
So and I started just...
How have things been so far?
Great.
Yeah?
Great, great. They are absolutely amazing people to work for. They are so creative as well, and they allowed me to do so much things and introduce
nice.
My ideas.
That's
Let's
nice.
Face it, not every idea is going to work, but until we try it, I can't. Yeah. So, like I said, they have a magical pizza oven, which is our main selling dish, and geez, amazing.
What's
you have
your
to try.
Favorite pizza?
Oh, I love the Mexican with the
Mexican.
Yeah, with the japaleños and some chili beef on
whoa,
the top.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! You just told me how much has your palate kind of evolved? Yeah, has it matured to go for the spicy food since
it
your
is,
younger days?
It is. But well, that's our spicy. But and as well, they do dessert pizzas. So I know.
Like a waffle kind of pizza.
Well, no, it's a sweet brioche dough with some strawberries and chocolate. Oh, I can do lemon curd with some raspberries, or banana and caramel.
That's
I will give
bizarre.
It a try.
Okay, interesting.
And, yeah, and even now they introduce Polish pizza, which I'm so pleased and proud of it.
What's Polish pizza?
So we've got a basically like a smoked ham and some Polish sausages and top up with cheese.
Okay,
and it's actually
nice.
Selling. It's actually selling.
That's
so
really
I'm like,
nice.
We've got such a big community, Polish community in this area. So why not?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
actually, it's in training, and I think I'm selling more to the. Not Polish people.
Yeah, no, well, that makes sense, actually.
Which is like, okay, why not? But we're going to put a little bit different dishes as well, but that's just something that I'm going to work with Helen on.
So okay, cool.
So that's what I'm coming, that they allow me to input the things in here which are quite different and try something new, which none of the place is going to allow you, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, also you've been doing kind of like these networking events, getting to know the... Other local businesses?
Yes, I've done one just to introduce myself and introduce Shoreline and just meet the neighbors, basically.
Yeah.
So, like I told you before, I was walking around the hotels and try to get the most people I can to come and see me, which was quite good experience in the middle of November. But it was great. It was great. Actually, it was good to put the face to the name.
Yeah, okay.
And they are amazing. Amazing people, and I think we all have something different to introduce to the world in painting and attract like a guest, like a tourist.
Yes.
It's so great to work with each other as well, because let's face it, we are all different businesses, and just be more attractive for the painting.
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the main points that we try and hammer on with the Torbay Hospitality Podcast is this collaboration piece, which is like, if we see each other as fierce competition, it doesn't do anything for the bay as a whole. Whereas if we work together and we just make every tourist that comes here have the best experience, that means they're going to come here next year and they're going to tell all their friends, I had the best experience at Torbay. Whereas if you're fighting each other, trying to, I don't know.
Well, I've never been fan of this like unhealthy competition, because it doesn't give you anything. You just burn yourself down and it doesn't go nowhere.
Yeah.
You have to be confident in what you're doing and just go with your ideas.
Yeah.
And if we can help each other, because it's mean if somebody come to the new hotels, they're going to pop in to see us as well.
Yeah.
So why not? Why just don't be like a friends and just recommend each other?
Yeah, exactly.
So just be sure what you're doing. That's it.
I mean, the hoteliers, they're going to be recommending restaurants regardless.
Yeah.
But I think the more hotels that have, you know, I've actually come here, then they, because for my parents, for example, they have basically three places that they'll recommend, because they won't recommend somewhere that they haven't been.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have three favorites, basically. so.
But it's true. This is why as well I've done the network, that the people can meet us, what we can actually offer.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, great, our main dish is the pizzas. But as well, we've got an amazing Italian wine selection.
Ah, okay, I didn't know that.
I introduced that because what's go better with the Italian dish like Italian wine?
Yeah.
We try different types of spritzers, which the Aperol is the classic one, but why don't try different flavors?
Yeah.
Real milkshakes, real smoothies, stuff like that, which is absolutely something different and something new to the staff here and to all of us, and just mix each other up.
And is that changing up the operations quite a lot? Like, you're going to have to get a bunch of new ingredients? Is there new equipment that you have to get for the milkshakes, for example? That kind of stuff?
Of course, you have to invest in the business and you have to just you have to go with the modern times as well. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? People just don't want this cheap stuff. What you can, they go for the good things.
Yeah.
So if we have a good pizza, which we have, why are we going to go with some kind of cheap wines? I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, I completely agree with that.
But this is why I introduced the Italian wines, which is quite something different and refreshing. Because around here, you've got the Chilean one and French that is the most popular. But the Italian wine is just, and most of them, they can be served in the red ones, the cold ones, which is something I thought that Peyton is not ready, but they are.
Yeah, no.
It's a good seller as well.
Yeah, no, I think so.
Just, I love to be different, and that's why I'm introducing different things, which not necessarily I have to like, but I know it's going to work in some mysterious ways.
Yeah, or you got to test it at least.
Of course.
You can't know if it's going to work without giving it a try.
Of course. But like I said, not every idea is going to work, but at least we tried it.
Yeah. Okay, so going back for a second.
Okay.
Before Shoreline, where were you?
I was in offshore. I was running offshore for over 3 years.
Okay.
For those lovely COVID times, yeah.
Okay. And how was that for you?
Well.
The COVID times.
Oh, gosh. Well, that was, I think, for everybody from this industry was so challenging. Yeah. And I think I learned a lot because you're facing, as a management, you're facing so many different things in your life that before you could not even think about it.
Yeah.
And was good experience. Tough me up.
Okay, yeah.
Tough me up.
It's one way to put it.
But I learned a lot as well. And I know for sure that this industry, the magic is the people.
Yeah.
You can have the beautiful building. If you don't have the right people with the passion for it, you won't work.
Yeah.
And it's sense. People think it's such an easy thing just to put the coffee in a cup and put it on the table. It's so much more to it.
Yeah. No,
so much more to it. Yeah. You have to be people person. You have to be keen to learn. Because even for myself, every member of staff, I learn from them.
Yeah.
And everybody in my team is equally important.
Yeah.
There is no difference between general manager or waitress or staff. No. We all have a one goal.
Yeah, it's
we
all have customer happy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I wouldn't do that without them. And this team, what I have now, is just amazing.
That's nice. Do you want to give any shouts?
Well, I'm going to mention our Karis, which she just, we introduced TikTok.
Okay, yeah.
Which it's not for my area, I would say. So she's doing all the TikToks for us. And
it's cool.
I think it's as well to spread the word about us that we are, and as well to show that we are not just the boring people. We are quite funky and quite happy people. And
okay, so is it mainly like kind of content videos around the restaurants?
Well, we have those ones as well, but as well we have like a staff one, which is like with ABBA, I work on 9 to 5, stuff like that.
Okay.
just to show us and show the guys in the back as well, because I think that's important as well.
Yeah, I think so.
And it show as well that they're working with each other so well.
Yeah.
Because believe me, to put people in video, come on.
Yes, yes. Trust me, I know.
Thank you. To make that happen, it's take a lot of guts. So I think they're working so well together.
Yeah.
And I think after the season, we went for bowling just to say like a thank you after the season. Oh my Lord, they are competitive. Oh my dear
good.
Lord, that's so
that's
great.
That's very good.
They all want to be the greatest, the best, which is the great for the business.
Yeah.
If I don't have a people with passion and want to do that, I wouldn't do my job.
I was just going to say, I mean, with the videos and stuff, I think the thing that really shines through is when someone's more comfortable to be on camera.
Yeah.
Whether you're a camera person or not, that's irrelevant. But when you're a little bit more comfortable to be on camera, for me that shows that you have a real sense of passion and pride in what you're doing, and the project, the thing, the work that you're actually working on day to day. So it's nice to hear that, you know, you've got everyone kind of involved in that.
Yeah, I prefer to be behind the camera.
I don't know, no, you can't cop out like that.
I'm like, ooh, I prefer to be behind the camera. Because as well, it's like what I think like a management role is just to guide people.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just need one spark to make a bonfire.
Yes.
And all you have to just to motivate them.
Yes.
And just like, yeah, it's working, guys. It's great work. It's like, it's not only about the boring pouring coffee, it's just, it's so much.
Yeah.
Let us introduce to the world that how we are.
Yes.
And we are quite fun people.
Yes.
So I think, well, I'm so proud of them and I couldn't do my job without them.
Oh, that's really sweet.
Yeah, I know.
That's very cute.
Oh, thank you.
So with your working hours as a general manager, are you kind of standard, you know, 8 till 5?
I don't think anybody in this industry have like a standard hours,
okay.
Isn't it?
Yeah, well...
Well, in here, it's like, it's not like an offshore. I've got more like a life-work balance. So as
okay,
well, that's
yeah.
why I joined them, because it's a little bit more happy breather. And give me more opportunity to get more creative.
And
I'm basically just, I'm spending on my phone on the Google so much time, just we can come with something different.
Yeah.
Because that's my favorite. I love to be different.
Yes.
And then just get my ideas for even for like a, for picture of coffee and cake, stuff like that, which I'm learning as well to make it better. But it's everything right now, I think, to know the places I'm done on social medias.
Yeah.
And Facebook and Instagram is such a powerful tool.
Yeah.
That, yes, it's have to look nice and professional, but as well, it's have to be done by people in here, which we know what we're selling and we know what we want to promote.
Yeah.
So I think that even the view, which here is stunning,
yes,
you can just take a nice sunset, which is just...
I mean, with those things, you could, you can't bore someone with something like that. You could have a sunrise picture every day in the summer, and it looks basically the same. People dig it up. People eat it up because they love it. And it reinforces that idea that shoreline is view.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you come here, you're going to have a gorgeous view. If you come for the morning, you're going to have an amazing pink sky. During the summer, today's not looking that.
It was beautiful this morning.
It was really beautiful. Yeah, the clouds were very puffy and pink, but now it's not.
But you know, in here is a magic thing, is that even in the stormy weather, we have the storms a couple of weeks back, we were packed. Everybody come just to watch the waves and see it was rough.
Yeah, no, that's
which is as well
really
as good
cool,
view
actually.
As well. It's a very good point to watch the sea.
It is very beautiful. I gotta say, I'm just looking around a little bit now. Kind of taking in my surroundings. No, it's a gorgeous place. Really, really gorgeous. And tons of light. The windows are huge.
Yes.
Like you've got kind of like that main window, but then that top section window, which just lets in so much light.
Well, if somebody asked for the window table, I know that I have it.
Everywhere is the window table, basically.
But that as well, which make us unique
as
well. But our thing is we are behind the cinema, so not a lot of people look up, basically.
Yeah.
So this is why we're spreading the word that we are here.
Yeah.
And it's, yes, you can come in. We're going to welcome you with the biggest smile. Yeah. We're going to welcome you with a nice coffee, nice cake, homemade, with good pizza, good lunch, all dinner time. And if you have any like occasions coming up, yes, we can do party for you.
Yeah.
It's not a problem.
So if someone does want to have an occasion, they're listening and they want to organize something, how would they actually organize that?
Okay, so if you just go on our website and just send me email, or you can phone us and I will take care of that.
So is that shoreline.co.uk?
Website is Paint on Beach, and our email address is shorelinepainton@gmail.com.
Okay, cool, perfect. So if someone wants to organize that, they can just send you an email.
Yeah, they can just send us email, contact through the Facebook, or just give us a ring to the restaurant.
And what kind of events like have people run in the past? Is it like corporate events, parties?
I think it's a mixture, to be honest. It's a mixture. We even have weddings, we have engagements parties.
Weddings, wow. Yeah. Wow, what a special place to have a wedding reception. That's really nice.
Where is the better place to say I do?
No, absolutely.
So that's something what we as well, we put like a push for the next year, which we want to organize a little bit more weddings. But we had an engagements party, which was quite fun, because it was a surprise engagements party. It was 130 people.
Wow.
Doing shh when she was walking in. So it was just one of those kinds.
That's
we had a kids'
crazy.
Parties. We can do like a kids for the kids. We do like they can learn how to do pizzas. They can all sorts of things. And we as well, we introduce right now with a local community of Payton, which is called Happy Hub.
Yeah.
We are doing doggy clubs with them.
Okay, cool. So what's a doggy club?
So every month they meet for a walk for the beach with their dogs, and they're coming back to us.
Cute.
And they have a lot of like homemade treats. They have a new doggy menus, even doggy beer, you name it.
My sister's going to love this.
Wait, it's going bogus. And right now on a...
Sorry, doggy beer.
Doggy beer, doggy Polestar martini, you name it. So. Yeah. We would love to do as well. I would love to do doggy parties, like birthday parties.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah.
Well, majority of our customers right now, when the beach is open, is the dog walkers.
Yeah.
So that's why we target them. And it was just amazing. They are such a lovely people. And we are surrounded by dogs. We've got a doggy Christmas party on the 10th of December.
Incredible. Okay. how do we attend that? Because my sister's going to want to take
it. You can just pop in. They're meeting at 2 o'clock just down of our stairs, and they're going for a walk, and they come back here about 3-ish, depends on the weather. And we've got some doggy presents. They're going to have a doggy treats and a lot of wrapping papers around.
I've got an issue though, because I know my sisters would love this.
Yeah.
However, when there's any presents,
Bear, her dog, gets quite possessive. If it's anyone's birthday, it's Bear's birthday, because Bear's going to get those presents before anyone else.
That's okay. We're going to have lots of things wrapped up, so okay. I think I'm going to meet all those expectations.
Okay, good.
Give me ideas for doggy presents. I will high five to your sister.
Okay, I'll
never thought about that.
You know what? I'll get her to come in here and chat to you, because she just spends her time looking for things for that dog. She loves that dog more than she loves anything or anyone.
But as well, you see, it was like not a lot of places around that are doggy friendly. So, yes. And it's such a shame, because you're going on a walk. Well, you just want to pop in somewhere for coffee.
Yeah.
And I think that shoreline is give you opportunity to actually meet other, like you said, people like your sister, which is obsessed with their dogs.
Yes.
And it's just great. Well, I've got a lady from Animals in Distress, because we're working with them very closely right now. Yeah. Okay, and she's going to pop in as well and talk about the diet and just the dogs are not for Christmas, which is as well very, very important to mention before the Christmas period. And I had a vet come in and see talk about the dogs' diets as well. So,
so
it's a lot of little things which give you opportunity just to ask the right questions and just meet other people, which they are love their little ones like we all do. No, I've got cats, sorry.
Yeah, me too.
I've got cats.
I've got one little cat called Pete.
I've got two cats, which is like calling, oh my God, he's coming again. Oh, eat this one and it's still in the bowl. But I just like to reach out to the people which is around us.
Yeah.
Because it's not only tourist based, it's like we have to remember our locals, and they are very special people. And just here we go.
Yeah, we've got a little puppy underneath us right now. He's inquisitive.
And just to know them as well, and they make them feel like home, which they can just pop in with their dogs, meet their friends. Why not?
And make new friends.
Make new friends.
I see that
well.
With Gemma as well. If there's someone else who loves their dogs as much as she does, she's got a friend who's maybe double her age, and it's just her dog walking friend. She just met her whilst she was walking her dog. They bonded because they both have the same breed of dog, and now they're just best friends. They go to like Abernights together with their dogs and all sorts of stuff. I love it. Yeah, no, I think that like sense of community around like a thing is really beautiful.
It's how you have to reach out, and meeting the lady, the Annie Elliott from the Happy Hub, was such a great thing, because she brings so many people together, and she's bring them from their like, you never know what's going on in somebody else's life.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just need this one person who say, yeah, come on, you can do it.
Yeah.
You can do it. Just go outside. Just socialize with somebody. I know we have so many anxieties right now, because as well as I think lockdown didn't help. But just to come on in there and don't be lonely. Don't be just sit on your home. No. I had a lady here, which was just lost her husband and also left her dog. I'm like, just come into this one. You're going to meet new friends. And she did.
Yeah.
And she did. Yeah. Or you have just somebody to encourage that and just allow a bunch of
I think
crazy
it's nice,
people.
Because the anxiety kind of wears down a little bit when you have a dog. Because even if you don't, like, if you're going with the expectation of you're going to meet a bunch of people and you're going to make a bunch of friends, that can sometimes bring on the anxiety even.
Of course.
But if you've got a dog, the worst case scenario is you've gone and had a nice evening with your dog, a little doggy date, you know, with you and your dog.
Or like a Christmas party on the 10th of December, please join us, because that's something as well, just to get out from the home and just spend some time in different surroundings.
So sometimes the 10th, is that when the vet and the...
No, I've got it on the 10th, I've got the lady from the Animal Distress, Claire's coming to us. And
I really like how you've put that all together. It seems very complete. It seems it's not... quickly thought up. Everyone just come bring your dogs. It's like it's a real event. There's a real substance.
I think as well, you have to have something to lead on that day. It's not just like, oh yeah, I'm Sylvia and I give you doggy free treats.
Yeah,
it's
something. Doggy porn stars.
I'm gonna make your dog drunk. But it's just something as well to give back and just give them like a purpose of that work as well.
Yeah.
It's not just to ask the questions which you're never gonna ask before.
Yeah.
As a shoreline as well to Animal Distress, we sponsor kennels. Because
okay,
I think that's as well quite important, just to give something back to them as well as
no,
a thank
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I couldn't decide, so we sponsor free, sorry.
Yeah.
I cannot do it. It's just like I can't.
So is that local kennels?
Yes, that's a local kennel.
Yeah,
so they
okay,
are just
cool.
Yeah. It's amazing as well to help and just to spread the word that they need a help.
Yeah.
It's like it's lots of charities around us, but just pick one.
Yeah, yeah.
And just pick one.
Yeah, pick one of the people, the locals
exactly.
who you're attracting are gonna really care about.
And
you know?
They are such a lovely people, and they are just absolutely so dedicated to their job that I just like heads down, because seriously. Oh, yeah. Love of them.
Yeah, that's very sweet. That's very sweet. Okay, before we're coming to the end now, okay. But before we finish, mm-hmm. I want to give a shout out to your husband. Okay. I don't know his name.
Jack.
Jack.
Oh, he's going to be so pleased.
Yes, I know. Because you were mentioning him before the podcast. Sounds like an amazing support. Oh, if you want to just put some words there for that.
Oh, I couldn't be what I am without him, and I couldn't done the things without him, to be honest. You have to have this support and this comfort in your home, because that's just open you so many doors.
Yeah.
When you open to the world, you need to be comfortable that you have somewhere, like we said, that's privacy, that actually you've got somebody to just say, okay, it's okay.
Yeah, you're safe.
You didn't work out, but we can do it. And that's what is my Jack.
Aww.
Oh, he's going to be so proud.
That's so cute. So how long have you and Jack been married?
We've been for 13 years.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Incredible.
I know. Incredible. I know. He's Polish as well. And I couldn't wish for a better husband, to be honest. So,
that's so beautiful.
Massive, massive support for me. And I cannot praise him enough.
That's very cute. Well, on that lovely, cute, adorable note, thank you very much.
Thank you so much
for joining
us
in the Torbay Hospitality Podcast. And again, massive congratulations on being the hospitality hero. And good luck. I mean, I can see your energy here. I can see that you've got like changes coming. And you've got tons
of... Thank you so much. Thank you. I think it's down to my passion as well, and it's down to my personality. I don't like to stay still. We need to keep moving. We need to keep going. And
it seems like it seems like you found the right home for that.
Exactly. Shoreline gave me so much opportunities.
Exactly.
And they are so amazing. My bosses, Phil and Helen Thomas, they are just amazing to work with and for.
Yeah.
And my team is just, I couldn't wish for better people around me. So I'm very blessed girl, to be honest.
Yeah, well, I think the people around you would say the same.
I'm very blessed girl, so I'm very grateful for everybody in here in this building.
That's
I'm grateful for having me.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you, girl.
All right, cheers. Okay.
Nice.
Well, that was really, really fun to chat. Thanks, Sylvia.
What a journey.
And yeah, I mean, really, really inspirational stuff. And so cool that, you know, she made Torbay her home for all these years and really, really has a sense of community, sense of belonging in this place.
They're doing some really new things there, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of innovations. I know that you were talking about, you know, all of the things that they're doing for like dogs and things like that. And
yeah, definitely.
They've got the Santa party.
Porn star martini for a dog. Dog beer. That's
I love it.
I haven't had that one before. And I told my sister and she's quite excited. She's quite excited.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's quite excited.
It's right over the road from you, too, isn't it?
Party.
Yeah. Dog party.
Yeah. Actually, make sure you attend that one. So it's on the 10th and bring your dog.
Oh, the 10th of January.
10th of December.
No. Oh, the 10th of December.
10th of December.
Oh, my gosh. That's coming up.
That's in like 3 days. Yeah.
Oh, it's on Sunday. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you know that they're also having something on like Christmas? I want to say Christmas Eve. Is it the 23rd? They're having like Sunset Social Club's going to be over.
Yes.
There. Yeah.
Yes.
So
yes.
That'll be fun. I think that's free entry. Sunset Social and all of the new kind of their kind of entourage that they're hanging out with now. I want to say La Freak is hanging out with Mark Mason, and yeah, a couple other people are going to be there, like spinning tracks and mixes and things like that. And of course, it's always going to be a good time when you hang out with the Sunset Social boys.
Yeah, well, maybe leave the dog at home for that one, though.
Yeah, leave the dog. Yeah,
unless it's a party animal.
So right, the dog comes out on the 10th, and then we party on the 23rd.
Exactly.
Amazing.
All right, well, thank you everyone for listening.
Yeah, thanks so much for listening.
Have a great week. Enjoy the sun.
And we'll see you on Friday the 8th at 8 p.m. at Holly the Christmas Octopus for the Cha-Cha Slide.
All right, see you then, guys. Bye. And subscribe and like and also answer the thing that's at the bottom of the screen.
Spotify.
Go and click the thing and press it and answer the questions there. Thank you.
Podcast. Let's shut the door.
What's
happened? Shut the door.
Let's shut the door.
Can't do it right. Shut the back door.